Yo, it's definitely Cloud Chaser TV, man. We got another one for you, man. A banger with Benzo. So we're going to speak about some trending topics, as well as we're going to let you know who he is, man. Like to start, like, hey, Benzo, let them know exactly how you first got in the rap game, bro.
Hold on, let me introduce myself. Hey, Benzo, check out. You know what the fuck going on, man?
Yes, sir.
What was the question, Gabe?
Yeah, like, how you get your start in the rap game, bro, when you first started rapping and shit?
Shit. Honestly, I always wanted to be a rapper, but I was afraid to do the shit. Because I was afraid of what everybody would think and what everybody would say and shit. So, I used to go to the studio by myself and shit, do little shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit probably was weak as hell, but me and my homies used to go to the studio then. When the studio was on the block, on 55th and Wabash, that's at Ken Studio, when Sosa and them used to go to, everybody started going there. So with everybody rapping and shit like that, shit, I got the courage to do this shit.
Oh, I got you. Like, so when you, like, some of your first songs, did people automatically gravitate towards it?
Yeah, they
keep going?
Hell yeah, they was fucking with it, because, But the only problem with that shit is I kept getting locked up. You know, anytime you get locked up, that slow down your momentum. You got to start all over type shit. You feel? Then when you get in jail, certain people do, they are rap. Why they?
I guess. So like since this problem that you had did where pretty much everybody, you know, you even yourself knew like, damn, this could be it. I need to keep doing this shit.
I had my first song, The Movement, All the Gas was fucking with that, but I think the best song that they was fucking with, they was fucking with like 3 Minute Violation. That's when everybody's fucking with all that shit with me and Crack called Crash the Whip.
I got you. And you know, what was your relationship with like FBG? Cause I noticed that you and your artist that y'all had recently went to 63rd and St. Lawrence. What was that exactly about? I know the bloggers, they put their narratives on it.
I don't got no relationship with them.
Gotcha. And you had did that video with your artist?
Yeah. It's out right now. Y'all go go get that shit. Go stream that shit. Go watch the video.
How did you get in tune with your artist? Because he from New York, right?
Yeah, I came to New York. I had got booked out in New York probably like a year or something ago. Maybe almost 2 years ago. I think like a year or something ago. And Fredo, he was hitting me up on DM and shit. So I guess he didn't think I was going to tell his ass pull up. I dropped my load, told his ass pull up. He pulled up. I was fucking with some New York shit. I said, fuck it. I'll see what's going on with Shorty. Being an artist.
I got you. Like when it comes to the drill rap that's out there in New York, though, do you like, you hear it the same that you hear from Chicago?
Like they at first oh, I did, piece. At first mm-hmm. I did, but they got their own sound now. You could tell it's separating. They create their own sound now, so that's what's up. At first I was like, damn, they stealing the shit, but then they should sound different, bro. For real, they should sound different now. So shout out to New York.
Oh, no doubt. Appreciate you coming through, bro. Welcome to the show.
What's going on?
Hell yeah. So like, how did you build that relationship with Benzo?
I don't know. I just, you feel me? Like I said, like he said, he came to New York one time. So I had him up. I didn't think he was going to answer me. He answered me. For me, he was like, I bet. For me, link. And I linked him, and I guess he fucked with my vibe and shit. And then fucked with my music. So, yeah. That's how it started, and then we just got close like that, and we started making music. And then I just became his artist after that, after I started making music.
Back on.
Bro, let me ask you, like, what you feel about it, like, when it comes to the drill scene versus New York and Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think it's similar, or you think y'all got your own way, too?
We got our own way. It's sometimes it's similar, sometimes it's not. It's like we'll have our own way, but then now everybody wanna talk about shit that Chicago do, for me. what I'm saying?
How you feel about like them saying that? Like, did the mayor come out there or something, say that he was gonna ban it, ban drill rap from the radio and shit like that?
Yeah, honestly, drill rap is hot in New York, bro. For me, like, drill rap is lit. Like, that's what it is in New York, drill rap. The mayor said he don't like it because it's causing too much violence. I understand.
They want to hit Ja Rule. What would I be without you?
It was a bunch of rappers that came through and supported that movement, right? To make sure that didn't happen, right?
I want you to go watch me. Yeah.
I don't know. Or I think a couple other people. I'm gonna drop my next. I want to drop. Honestly, I'm gonna drop. I only got like one mixtape out. But this was before any clout. Like before I had any type of name. So it's on my YouTube channel. So if y'all go look at my old songs, I got a bunch of songs. With the same cover art that I thought it was a mixtape, you know what I mean? Well, y'all could go tap into that, y'all.
Oh, no,
man, he dropped, look, we dropping the tape. I'm dropping the tape on 7/4, so that's July 4th. So, I think that shit coming up. We're dropping the tape on July 4th, right now. So, we finna build all the buzz up the whole June, July 4th. We dropping Fredo getting the studio.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got any features on there?
Hell yeah, I got features with Duty Low. I got features with he gonna be on my tape. I'm dropping 7/4. Then we probably gonna drop another. Probably gonna drop another tape like I'll probably in August. But yeah, I got Queen Key. I got Duty Low. I got Big Six Monopoly. I got some shit with Zoo, but I probably ain't gonna put that bitch on there. I got some shit with THFTP. Got some shit with Lucky Snoo. Got some shit with Blackgate G Ball. Blackgate Lil Gucci. Fredo. Fremont Artist Number 6. Hell yeah. We got some more Lil Checks in South Carolina too. That's coming up on the up and coming.
Benzo, like what? What's your recording process, bro? Like, you need a lot of people in the studio? Or...
It depends on what song it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like a trenches song, yeah, a lot of people. I could record in any process. A lot of people would know people. You know what I'm saying? It depends. What if it's a female song, I want some females in there. You know what I'm saying? If it's a trenches song, I want the guys and that geeking me up off the drink, off the pills, smoke and shit like that. I've been going back to writing lately. You feel me? So I've been writing lately. I used to just freestyle. But I'm writing.
You see a difference in your music when you writing versus just freestyling?
Yeah. At first it was like the freestyle number, like where it was at, but it's like I feel like my writing is becoming more better than my freestyles, man. It's just the freestyles have more feeling in it. That's what I feel like. The freestyle have more feeling because it's in the moment. But the writing, it helped me build up my words, saying different words and making them rhyme and stuff like that, finessing the words.
When it comes to like Chicago and working with different artists, is that any obstacles for you?
They ask like, gang, I ain't fuck with them, and I ain't worried about working with artists. I used to think about that, like, man, I want to work with this person. No, you just build your own buzz. Let they ask come to you, unless they gang, we just ain't locked in with the studio or something like that.